When President Biden talks about America's climate goals, he often frames it around new economic opportunities.
When I think of climate crisis, I think of jobs.
But what kind of jobs does a carbon-free future provide? NPR's H.J. Mai reports.
Imagine waking up at dawn, working 12-hour shifts every day for 2.5 months. All you see around you is nothing but ocean water. It's cold, it's windy, it's physically demanding. Despite those conditions, Máximo de Caba didn't think twice when this opportunity presented itself, and it paid off.
With that job, I made enough money to buy my first home.
De Caba painted the 100-meter-tall towers that jut out above the ocean waves of the first offshore wind farm in the United States. That was 5 years ago. The offshore wind farm is located near the coast of Rhode Island. It is run by a Danish company called Ørsted.
Every time I see the commercial sum, I tell everybody that's in the room, I painted that. I was one of the painters there.
President Biden's goal is to have 30 gigawatts of offshore wind deployed by 2030. That would be enough to power 10 million homes. Right now, there are only 2 offshore wind farms in operation in the U.S., but the federal government has opened up both coasts and the Gulf of Mexico for exploration. And Jennifer Cullen expects more jobs to come with that. She's in charge of labor relations for Vineyard Wind. The company is developing the first massive utility-scale project off the coast of Massachusetts.
If you have a family or a dog or responsibilities at home that require you to be home in your bed most nights, it's going to be a tough lifestyle change to be working offshore for several weeks on end. But then you have several weeks home where you are not working.
The company has already started construction of its mainland facilities, with offshore wind work scheduled to start next year. Vineyard Wind says at least 500 of the anticipated 1,700 jobs during the construction phase will go to union workers. This includes painters like De Caba, as well as many other jobs, such as electricians, crane operators, or iron workers. These jobs only require a high school diploma, or GED, says Alex Barron, an instructor with labor union Iron Workers 5 in Maryland.
If they make it through all of the tasks, they pass the exam, then we put them into our application and then send them out to work from there.
This type of registered apprenticeship program takes 4 years to complete. North America's Building Trades Unions likes to refer to it as the other four-year degree.
They're getting on-the-job training, and then for 2 weeks every 6 months, so we have 2 semesters a year, they'll come to class. But they get the majority of their training, the actual specifics, in the field.
In offshore wind, some could make 6 figures if the work is especially challenging or dangerous. Those types of agreements are not commonplace in the renewable energy sector, says Tom Krieger of North America's Building Trades Unions. A study, published last year, showed that the lack of unions in other green energy sectors, such as solar and onshore wind, has meant lower wages and less job security.
Clean energy jobs are not, by definition, good jobs. And it takes a commitment on the part of the people that are building it, the Ørsteds of the world, and, you know, their preferences for high-quality training.
For union painter Máximo de Caba, working in offshore wind changed his life. And that's why he's back working on another wind project. But this time, he's doing the onshore work.
I'm not going to go out there this time around. I want other members to experience it.
Bigger wind turbines out at sea could help reduce the country's reliance on fossil fuels. And with hundreds of square miles of untapped potential along America's shores, offshore wind is set to grow exponentially in the coming years. H.J. Mai, NPR News.